appreciate you having
Start?
Yep.
Call meeting to order.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Anyone desiring to view the Open Meetings Act may do so. The document is available for public inspection and is located on the west wall in council chambers, as well as on the City of Wayne website. City Council may go into closed session to discuss certain agenda items to protect the public interest or to prevent the needless injury to the reputation of an individual and if such individual has not requested a public hearing. Item number four, approval of the minutes.
Move to approve the minutes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any additional discussion? Roll call.
Okay.
Motion has passed. Item number five, approval of the claims.
Move for the claims.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any additional discussion? Roll call.
Okay.
Motion has passed.
That's quick.
What's that?
You're quick.
Sorry. Keep going.
No,
I'll slow down. Item number six, action on the request of Dr. Mark Lenahan, Superintendent of Wayne Community Schools, to waive the city auditorium rental fee for the Mid-States Conference Art Show from April 6, 2026 through April 10, 2026. Mr. Lenahan.
Yes. Good evening, everyone. Mark Lenahan, Superintendent at Wayne, 611 West 7th, and I reside at 1015 Grayman Road. First of all, thank you for having me here today. Requesting a waiver of the fee for the city auditorium April 6th through 10th for the Mid-State Conference Art Show. This is the third year that the art show will be in Wayne. The conference has 10 schools, so 9 schools and us. And basically, typically, events get rotated around. For example, this year, we are on to host conference track. We've had speech. We have all of our activities that rotate. The conference was having a difficult time finding a good location a few years ago for the art show. And we were able to have it here in Wayne. And it was very well received by the schools and the conference. And so this would be, it's a little unusual for schools to continually host things year over year, but the schools in the conference really like it in Wayne. I think they like coming to Wayne. You know, certainly gives our city an opportunity to make some sales for lunch and whatever else. And so basically what we're asking is that the fee be waived. I did turn in the deposit today. We would be looking to set up on April 6th. The main part of the show would be the 7th through the 9th, and I think a little bit on the 10th, which is that Friday, and then the teardown, they take that everything down on Friday. So by Friday, we're out of there. Again, good opportunity to get people into town, see some tremendous artwork. The conference has a lot of talented artists. I think as there's a lot here, I'm sure several of these kids will have displays up at the art show. And so just asking if you would be willing to waive that fee for the conference. And I think the plan that continuing is to continue to bring it to Wayne unless another town steps up. But I think we like it in Wayne. So any questions?
Any major changes from the last 2 years we've been doing this?
No, we'll have our maintenance crew will help kind of set up. Last year, I think Luke Virgil sent us kind of a map of the art in town, the displays that are around town. And I know last year they did a workshop on Friday at Wayne State College with the teachers and some of the kids from each school. I'm not sure if that's happening this year or not. I was going to check with Mrs. Jackson today, but I didn't get a chance. But I know that was really popular last year, too. But no, other than that, nothing too drastic as far as changes. The other advantage to it is I know our younger kids at Wayne Elementary will make their way to the auditorium, too, which other schools, they could do that, but they'd have to bus them. So it's kind of nice for them to be able to walk down and look at the artwork, so.
Do you know about how many, like, students will have art displayed in the auditorium?
Oh, there'll be well over 100 displays. I don't know the exact number, but there's a lot. And so, and it really is something that we try to promote in town here, too, just get some foot traffic through there. I would encourage anybody to attend. You'd be very impressed with the work. And our school has a lot of blue ribbons hanging on those. We have some really good kids and a really good art teacher that does a great job, so.
I'll move to approve the request of Dr. Mark Lenahan to waive the city auditorium rental fee for the Mid-States Conference Art Show from April 6th through April 10th of 2026.
Second.
We have motion and a second. Any additional discussion? Roll call.
Okay.
Motion has passed.
Thank you, much appreciated.
Thank you, Dr. Lenahan. Item number seven, action on change order number four, which is a deduct in the amount of $4,826.95 to Garing Construction and Ready Mix Company Incorporated for the Wayne 7th Street Trail CDBG number 22-PW-008 project. Roger Protsman.
So this change order, again, with Garing Construction, Roger Protsman, JEO Consulting Group, Norfolk. Anyways, we're finalizing quantities for the project, and as we finalize things, it resulted in a net deduct of $4,826.95. We recommend approval.
You like deducts?
Yeah. I'll make a motion to approve change order number four, which is a deduct in the amount of $4,826.95 to Garing Construction and Ready Mix for the stated project.
Second.
Motion is second. Any additional discussion? Roll call. Motion has passed. Item number eight, action on contractor's application for payment number eight in the amount of $51,313.14 to Garing Construction and Ready Mix Company Incorporated for the Wayne 7th Street Trail CDBG number 22-PW-008 project. Roger, you're up again.
Okay. This payment number eight represents release of some of the retainage for the contractor on what I'm going to call the civil engineering items as opposed to the street lighting items. Because we kind of have two things going on, the main original trail project, and then we added the street lights. So part of this payment is the civil engineering work so that we can, as directed by staff, we're looking at the grant deadlines and closing the grant out, and to be able to recover and access all the grant funds, we needed to go ahead and get this moving forward in March so that the grant administrator can close the grant in April. And so we are keeping some retainage for the electrical work that's still to be done, and there's a little bit of additional punch list items that the contractor has to do, so we're keeping about $6,000 and change as retainage just kind of keep them on the line there to get those things done. And they've done a good job of working through the punch list, even though it's winter time. We just had favorable weather in February, so we would have thought we'd be out there doing things like that. That all said, we recommend payment number eight and $51,313.14.
Just to elaborate a little bit on that, the project as a whole was kind of split into two.
Yes.
With the grant-funded part, And then the lights are not grant-funded, so we're trying to close out the grant-funded part so we can get the funding back. The lights are paid for by other funds, so.
I move to approve contractor's application for payment number eight in the amount of $51,313.14 to Garrett Construction and Ready Mix for the Wayne 7th Street Trail Project.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any additional discussion? Roll call.
Okay.
Motion has passed. Item number nine, action on certificate of substantial completion, Garing Construction and Ready Mix Company Incorporated for the Wayne 7th Street Trail, CDBG number 22-PW008 project. Roger, you're up again.
Yeah, this is kind of the first step towards closing the project. So this is, you know, the project is substantially complete. There'll be kind of a final completion approval at the end, but it does start the warranty on the sidewalk portion of the project, if you will, which that's done. We're waiting for one little piece to finish the street lights, but that all said.
And timing on that, is that supposed to be in this week sometime?
Yeah, it was actually supposed to be shipped last week, and I did send an email to the contractor just trying to check on the status of it, and he said he was still waiting to hear from his supplier that it was basically in the mail, if you will. But we would think potentially even this week. It just depends if it comes in, so.
Move to approve the certificate of substantial completion to Garing Construction and Ready Mix Company Incorporated for the Wayne 7th Street Trail project.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any additional discussion? Seeing none, roll call.
Okay.
Motion has passed. One more, Roger.
Okay.
Item number 10, action on contractor's application for payment number five in the amount of $89,387.50 to Audi Construction for the Well House and Municipal Well 2025-1 project. Roger.
Contractor continues to make progress. Kind of in the last month, they finished the roof. The doors have been installed. The insulation on the interior is done. And the next thing is putting the chem ply up and working on the electrical, mechanical. And some of the mechanical's actually already been done as well. But continue to make progress and moving right along. Any questions?
Everything looking good?
Yeah, it's doing good. Good job.
I move to approve the action for contractors application for payment number five in the amount of $89,387.50 to Audi Construction for the Well House and Municipal Well 2025-1 project.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Seeing none, roll call.
Okay.
Okay.
Motion is passed.
Thanks, Roger.
Item number 11, public hearing to consider the Planning Commission's recommendation in regard to amending the future land use map of the comprehensive plan. The applicant for the request is the City of Wayne. Advertised time 5:30 p.m. We'll open this public hearing.
Joel Hansen, Street and Planning Director. Planning Commission heard this item at their meeting last week, and it passed unanimously with no changes. Staff had no changes at the time, but in hindsight of looking at it today, preparing for tonight's meeting, I realized it still has the old floodplain. We did amend the floodplain maps back in September, and so I would ask that you pass this with the amendment of adding the new floodplain map and replacing the old one.
So the current map as seen, this is not the new?
Correct. That is the old floodplain that's still depicted on this map. Okay. And this is not required by statute. We just have decided to do an annual review of the map so we don't go 10 years on the comp plan and then change everything after 10 years and kind of let it percolate, as you will, over time and make those changes as we see fit year to year.
Just to be clear, though, other than the floodplain, no other changes?
There were no other changes. Yep.
Yes. once he's done.
Anything else for Joel? Does anyone from the public desire to speak at this hearing? Close the public hearing. Item number 12, ordinance 2026-2, amending the future land use map of the comprehensive plan for the city of Wayne. First reading.
So this would need, if you so desire, you need to make the change of that Joel suggested with the floodplain, updating the floodplain.
I'll introduce ordinance 2026-2, amending the future land use map of the comprehensive plan for the city of Wayne with the amendment of updating the floodplain map.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any additional discussion? Seeing none, roll call.
Okay.
The ordinance has passed.
And you need to...
I would like to...
We need six to wait.
Oh.
Oh.
We don't have enough.
Okay. We're good to go.
I'd like to do nothing.
Nothing.
Just kidding.
All right. Item 13, ordinance 26-3, vacating final plat of the Sawyer Edition.
You want to take that, Joel? Start at least.
Joel Hanson, Street Planning Director. Developer of the Sawyer Edition, which is the land adjacent to Prairie Park on the west side, has come forward and said they would like to consider a different development down there. And the current one is zoned partly residential, partly industrial, and there were two large industrial lots. In order to move forward, their new development will change the location of streets, lot lines, easements, everything. So the only way to move forward first is to vacate the original plat. And that's why this agenda item is before you, before we'd have a preliminary plat for the new subdivision. And there is a representative of Quad County, Sir Corey Christensen, if you have questions for him. This was approved unanimously as well by the Planning Commission.
We have not done one of these before, an entire plat?
Correct. We have never done this before. After some research I had before, it was determined this is the proper method to allow us to get rid of the existing streets that were approved down there. There is no infrastructure in any of the easements yet. But we now have a form, so going forward after this request, anybody that comes to ask to vacate an easement so they can build across two lots or anything, we will actually have an application form. We'll bring forward a request for you to also approve a fee for that. I did find some other communities and took that actually from the city of Kearney who have that form and basically copied theirs in order to create a process moving forward. So we would notify any utility entities that this is before so they can come forward because we may not be aware, and especially in another part of town where this might be requested in the future, that we make sure we have a representative from all those companies that the applicant would have to contact them to let them know that they're asking to vacate those easements and such. But at this point, we don't have that process. That's what Wes and I talked about moving forward. But we do need to vacate the plat in order to get rid of redrawing all these easements and having legal descriptions for each one and just doing a broad thing of the entire plat seemed to be the easiest.
I'll introduce ordinance 2026-3 and move for approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any additional discussion? Seeing none, roll call.
Okay.
And the ordinance has passed. Item number 14, public hearing to consider the Planning Commission's recommendation regarding the preliminary plat for the Water's Edge Addition. The area is generally described as south of Fairgrounds Avenue between South Windham Street and the entrance to Prairie Park. The applicant is Mitch Sawyer. Advertised time, 5:30 p.m. I will open this public hearing.
Joel Hanson, Street Planning Director. This item was also heard before the Planning Commission last week, and they also approved it unanimously. Major changes are now we no longer have an L-shaped street that exits onto the park road, but rather a U-shaped street. They will also be extending the pavement on Fairgrounds Avenue all the way to the edge of the property into the park. And then the park dedication is the same amount of land at the south edge of the development. And you now see all smaller lots for duplexes on there. And again, Corey Christensen of Cloud County is here if you have specific questions regarding this. There is some zoning changes that are going to have to happen with this, but that will come forward the next time with the final plat. So we don't have to address that now. This basically preliminary plat is showing you how it can serve with water, sewer, storm sewer drainage, things like that.
Do you have any other major concerns with the change of plan with the plat now?
Actually, I think staff felt this was a very good change.
So this basically takes out the industrial part and makes it completely residential? Okay.
I have a very small question. The seniors here are going to laugh. Is it waters singular, plural? Singular possessive, plural possessive?
I'll let the developer answer that.
Okay. Because it doesn't matter. Because there's two bodies of water down there. Is it waters, plural edge? Small edge.
Wah, wah.
Dwayne, I thought the same thing.
I noticed it too, so it's okay.
I noticed it several ways on the documents here. It's something I'm trying to look for.
Does anyone from the public desire to speak at this hearing? If no, I'll close the public hearing.
And
we'll let him introduce it and then just film. Go ahead.
So
I'll interrupt you after you introduce it.
So the next one, okay, gotcha. Item 15, resolution 2020-26-19, approving the preliminary plat for the Waters Edge addition.
So I noticed that this is going to take the place of the plat that was the Sawyer addition. Vacating a plat is an ordinance which takes three readings. We can't waive those three readings because we don't have enough people here. A resolution approves the new plat, which only takes one reading. So we have to vacate the old one before we can do this one. So next meeting, if I say we do a motion to table this resolution, next meeting, if we have enough, you can waive the third reading and then approve the new plat. The first one has to be vacated before you can approve the new one.
Okay, I'll make a motion to table resolution 2026-19.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any additional discussion? Seeing none, roll call.
We have to wait a whole week to find out the answer to your question.
I won't even be here next time, so.
Okay. Motion is passed. Item number 16, resolution 2026-20, accepting bid and awarding contract on the Wayne Prairie Park Development Phase 4 Baseball Fields Project.
Do you want to start with this one, Amy, or do you want engineer to introduce it? Talk about it?
I should let the engineer and then I can kind of talk about what we had discussed earlier.
Okay. Go ahead, Taylor.
So we opened bids for the Wayne Prairie Park baseball fields on Thursday and we received three bids. The lowest bid was Cooney Fertilizer for $1.5 million. At the time, they did not have all of their included paperwork in the bid package, and they sent it afterwards via email. From there, I mean, it's kind of gray area what the city wants to do with that. I don't know. If you have any questions, I can answer them, but I don't know exactly.
Yep, much
more I can say.
There were a couple things that were supposed to be included in the bid that were a requirement, and they were actually outlined a few times in the bid, and it said these need to be included when you bid, and in order to have an acceptable bid, this has to be included. They were not included with the bid for Cooney, and they were provided, like he said, afterwards, same day, but later on afterwards. But the bid opening was earlier in the day. So the items, there are certain times where you can say, well, it's an immaterial matter and we don't have, you know, it's not that big of a deal. We don't have to throw out the bid for that reason. So, for example, one time we had somebody who had like 10 items at $10 per item and they put $10 for the total, or it was just a mathematical error. Well, we knew how much it was supposed to be. That would be something that's immaterial. But this was, if you can kind of explain what the
Yeah, so there was three, well, technically four things that you're, in this bid that you were supposed to include with the bid. One was the bid bond, which they all included. The second was their Nebraska's contractor's license. The third was SAM, their SAMS.gov verification. And the last was a statement of qualifications for relevant work.
So what is the SAMS that?
The SAMS.gov is for a federally funded project, which this has a grant that's federally funded. To receive that grant, the contractor needs to be a verified federal contractor. And so that it's basically just a registration with the government. And they just needed to provide proof that they have that, which, yeah, they do, but they didn't include it with the bid.
They didn't include it, and it was listed a few times. So you have a couple options, okay? You can either accept Cooney Fertilizer's bid as is and declare that that was an immaterial matter that wouldn't affect the bid. I would not legally suggest that you do that. You can go to the next lowest bid, which I don't know who all bid or what those bidders are. I was not here for the bid opening. And option number three is, it's my understanding that the next lowest bid, though, was approximately still $200,000 higher.
263.
Or you can reject all bids, go out for bids again, and you can still have it published. I think 10, you could get it done by the next meeting. You could still have two publications to get the bid again and approve it at the next meeting.
That would be, yeah. I don't know what the rules are on that. If you go out for bids again, if you have to provide so much time, or if, since you just did it, I don't know. That I'll have to lean on you or Taylor to recommend.
From what we did some research following, like Nebraska, the minimum time would be 14 days.
Okay.
For bid.
So
normally we do 21, yeah. But we can shorten it.
So timing on that. You could approve at the, if you set the retreat date on the 30th. We have done, we've taken action on retreats before. Mm-hmm. We don't like to do that. Or we wait until the first meeting in April to do that. So, but I think recommendation of both Amy and myself would be just to reject all bids. Go back out for bids.
Okay. So when you go back out for bids, any company can jump back in that wasn't in the first round. They just have a shorter time period to get it done, right?
They still the same. Well, they likely would still have the 20. Well, they'll have 21 because we won't have a meeting until we can't.
Gotcha.
We can't make
gotcha.
The publication deadline for 2 weeks from today.
Gotcha.
So it would have to be either the 30th or the following.
And you never know. The same bids might come in $50,000 higher each or $50,000 lower. You don't know.
The bad part about doing rejecting, we've talked about this before. Everyone knows what the bids are now, so it's all public.
Does it require a, what is a reject all bids motion?
You just make a motion to reject all bids and rebid the project.
So you're not approving resolution
right.
2620, mm-hmm. And you're not amending it? You're just
not approving
it? In place of
it.
That resolution, we're just going to reject all
reject
bids.
Reject all bids and go out bid again.
For that project, I'd state the project name.
Okay. I will move to reject all bids for the contract on the Wayne Perry Park Development Phase 4 contract. And go out for another round of bids.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any additional discussion? Seeing none, roll call. Motion has passed. Item 17. Action to set date for next mini retreat, Monday, March 30th, 2026 at 5:30 p.m. at 1100 East 10th Street building.
So this is typically anytime you have a fifth Monday of the month, the mayor has wanted to do a what we call a mini retreat. And the thought was to have it up at the old FNBO, or as we were referring it to as 1100 East 10th Street. So. That's cleared out. FNBO is out of that building and in their new building. And so there would be room if you wanted to do that. We would be limited a little bit on technology. We wouldn't have internet access unless we hotspot things and do things like that, but we'll have monitors and all that. We can still have all that stuff there.
Make a motion to set the date for the next meeting retreat for Monday, March 30th at 5:30 p.m. at 1100 East 10th in Wayne.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any additional discussion? Roll call.
Okay.
And the action has passed. Item 18, we are adjourned.
Good job, Jason.
Great meeting. It was a great meeting.
Half an hour.
Now the student speeches begin.
I bet the seniors are happy.
They lucked out this.
I never let Jill in because she never showed.
James and Meyer coming back for another, go-round.
Oh. Green area?
Gray, I'm gray one.
What?
Yeah.
What do I gotta do?
What's up, Taylor?
Will you just let us know what date you wanna?
Work backwards?
Yeah.
I get it.
What date you want?
It was okay.
If you can get stuff.
If you get it to me, or the different dates or whatever, I can get the paper.
No, definitely. I would publish the first time.
Or, yeah, so we, what date are we, is the next, or what council meeting are we trying to get on?
Flying by the seat of his pants.
This one we just said we could on the 30th. It just gets one more week.
Yeah.
I think I was like, I don't wanna mess up the.
If we wanna do that, or do we?
Oh, no.
Regular meeting and off.
Never done.
I can reject our meeting. Talk about the city second scene of grass.
Yeah, I was just like.
In the form goes dormant. We know we're gonna have to have one in spring, but we have two next spring.
Yeah, so, and that's the next thing is if I was, if we wanna change the substantial and final completion dates at all or not.
Would you have the big little three meetings in a row?
I mean, I could see them, like, yeah, saying.
Well, no, like, I sat down and sitting there like.
Contractors.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it could be a reason that they go higher if we don't.
Do you remember what the substantial completion was?
Yeah, I believe I put September 15th to align with your grant funding, but we can bump that back, like, to October.
This grant funding has to be done in spring.
I would just put acting grant.
Right?
I thought you had to spend it, I thought you had to spend it by the fall, is my recollection, but.
Beth will be here tomorrow morning. Beth will be here, we'll get you tomorrow morning. Remember, we got so many grants going.
That was such a bad problem to have.
This one, see, it was the trail one we hadn't had done. Oh, that was now. Maybe you're right, you would know.
That was my recollection, that we had to spend that, you had to pay, at least pay the contractor, spend the money by September.
So as of now, leaving it September 15th.
What was his?
And then Beth will get to you tomorrow. He was figured out.
It'll be fine. I'm sure they're all gonna come in lower. And that first one. First one will come in about 50,000 higher.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Second one will be 50,000 lower, and then we'll have like a $10 difference between the two.
That's what it is. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know who's gonna be coming to the view tomorrow?
Little Hagemeyer.